Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Wednesday, sick. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Tim McCurdy, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug LaSullivan Vaughn with you on the program. Hot Shots email today coming your way, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The Morning After at InsideSTL.com. Send them in. Send them in. Ah, yes.
Send.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Well, it's a new year, and the competition for email of the day is already hot, hot, hot. Who's going to win it for the year, Doug? That's the question.
It's just nice.
Got to start navigating through that.
Nice to know that 2017 won't be as vile as the past years, that the texters and the emailers all seem to have taken some sort of pact to up their game just a little bit, keep a little more civil.
Thoughts on Missouri LSU tonight?
I didn't know they played. I can't follow them. I can't do it.
Bud Slew and LaSalle.
Oh, that's tonight?
That LaSalle bunch.
Who do you think would win a Slew Mizzou fracas? Boy, there'd be a lot of scrap iron left on the hardwood when those two heavyweights were done.
Nice take. You can use that for a promo.
Mm-hmm. So frustrating.
Timmy, I PLTD'd the first hour today. What's that workout you do that you've mentioned before? Thanks, from the 636.
You swing from the bars.
No, that was a guy
you
I saw.
You get up there and you twirl.
No, that was a guy I saw.
Yeah.
You giggle.
I do get that's actually.
You wear tight clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes you feel pretty.
So what? Let's see. The name of the workout, the book actually, is what I was, Bigger, Leaner, Stronger. It'll change your game. Doug, it'll change your game. If you want to change your game.
You think it needs changing? Have you looked at these ham hocks?
I'm not saying it needs to, but I'm just saying if people want to, it's my recommendation. Each their own. Some people just don't want to do it, and God bless them. I can't blame them.
I had to stand there as my buddy said, Tim, I read that book you told me to read, and it did change his life. My buddy, in front of me, went full lemming on Tim.
Who was
my
this guy?
Buddy?
Who was this guy?
Lance.
Lance Berkman?
I'm not going to say Lance.
Lance Allworth?
Yeah, Lance Allworth.
Lance
Rensel? But he's my buddy. He's a fan of the show, and he likes Tim. He never expressed any preference for Tim over you or Plowsy.
Can't you just like us all?
That's what I thought. But holy moly. Hey, he told me I did read that book, Tim. I said, all right, we'll tell him, and he did. And all of a sudden, it became hosannas at Tim's feet.
You know what? I'm going to put him on the thorough lemmings list. Lance has just been added to the Thorough Lemmings list, sponsored by Hot Shots.
And as a shocker, he thought the food at the restaurant, Kirkwood Brewhouse, was outstanding. Now, I am
sure
a fan of
did.
It, too.
For a healthy dish, for those on that program, the salmon at Kirkwood Brewhouse is what I would recommend.
My it
is outstanding.
It was great.
He had the salmon? It really is.
In my family, we call it salmon.
Oh, but, I didn't know you pronounced the L.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the standard.
Cookie grills a nice fish.
Boy, I am telling
she
you.
She said it was great.
God bless America. But I got to tell you, I like that wingy wingy. Was over there yesterday. I just, you know, God bless Scott Gerken, because he's the project manager for us.
Yeah.
For the offices and the studios. And we were meeting yesterday with the architect and then the contractor and the whole thing. And I'm excited about it, man. It's going to be pretty cool because it's already, first of all, it's been great to see how many people have been showing up at our place. You know, only open now for a couple of weeks, but when we have that patio and then we have the studios there, Doug, can you just imagine? We'll get done with the show and just start drinking scotch.
Well, I won't. I'll get done and turn and rear with my head down and slink out of there.
But here's what's going to happen.
What?
We're going to be doing the show and we'll be looking out on the patio and there'll be like a bunch of like 25-year-old hot by curious girls showing up, watching us do the show.
You think that has never happened? Not one time has it happened.
Well, that's because we're in St. Charles.
Oh.
Do you see what his proposal was that he was shot down by the other partners in this?
No.
Tim wanted to have a little weight room right outside the studio.
There's
so he could watch
gym
guys.
Right next door.
There is a Gold's Gym right next door.
No, but he wanted a window in the gym next door.
But he wanted to watch guys, you know, bench press.
Right, while we drink our scotch.
You could probably actually do that. If you pay for a window between your building and Gold's Gym, you can watch them all work out.
And I put in some schematics because I'm a proponent of having a console with, there's no space to put anything on the console. Right. And also, the producer's booth, you really shouldn't have a view where you can actually see them or they see you during a live broadcast.
I agree.
These are the things I put in that they're considering.
Yeah, we've experienced that a couple times. One place you could just see the top of the head.
That David Klein of Hedonism said. Let's see. Tim, I saw you recently and you sure do look bigger, leaner, stronger, and pretty cool. Thanks, Grimy from South County.
Okay, Grimy.
I met the cat and Lance at the brew house. I used to work with Lance's wife.
Stephen Wildwood. Yeah.
Lance
seemed
Lynn?
Like a great American.
I thought we already said it was Lance Allworth.
Well, he has not been committal as to which Lance it was.
It's my buddy Lance.
Well, why does he have a last name?
Yeah, I'm not going to say his name so that all of a sudden...
Because he's a thorough living? He's ashamed of that?
Should be proud of it. I met his wife and his lovely daughter.
Did you?
Hey.
I met Lance.
And they enjoyed their meal at the Kirkwood Brew House.
Did they?
Yeah.
What'd Cookie make for him from the chuck wagon?
I can't remember what Lance got.
Guys, Kirkwood Brew House was listed as the best place in America for bachelorette parties in 2017. Hunchback of Oncastle. Is that true?
Listed where? I suppose if you started your own website and made a list and just included that, sure.
It was a Ledoux patch special. I read it as well. Yeah. It was basically a homage to Tim. Said he had a green
homage.
Ring.
A homage.
An homage to Tim, is that?
Homage.
Homage.
You're paying homage.
Homage is fine.
You're paying homage, but it's homage, but not homage.
I like to pronounce the H.
I do too. I say homage.
Now, did they do the takeout orders here, too?
Do what?
Do they do takeout
orders? Oh, yeah.
Right. That'd be a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll be ponied up at my spot at the bar. Doug, it's right at the end of the bar.
Yeah.
And people be coming and taking...
You know, the weird thing, Doug, is we had a nice family gathering, and we were in the section of where the debauchery happens.
You were in the swinger section?
Because it was so crowded, we couldn't get a seat in the family section.
So you sat among the swingers.
I felt terribly for the cat.
Why?
Because I walk in there. I had no idea you were eating. I sent out an email earlier in the day.
Yeah, and I'm an idiot.
And it was to make sure to remind people that we're having a client appreciation night coming up for our clients who haven't had a chance to see the place. And then also... we're doing something with Diana and Alexis Strauss for Joe Strauss. December 27th was the first anniversary of his passing. So we're doing something coming up for that. And I guess the cat thought that when I sent the email out, it meant it was that night, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you texted me and said, hey, I'm going to be up there
at 6:30. Great. Well, I don't care. And I was like, he got a text that's like, this is odd. And I got a text back that this is odd. And I had the date wrong.
Yeah. And that's why I was confused by it. So I wind up going up there with Anna Marie and her parents and some of her parents' side of the family for dinner. And I walk in and there's the cat and he's waiting for a table because there's a line. And I'm just like,
doesn't he know that reservations go through you?
Right. I mean, for real, in this case, probably could have helped out the cause, and I felt terribly. But the thing was already full, and it's not like I can boot people from tables.
No.
It was fine. And then they put us at the at a nice table on the other side, and it was fine.
We had Swinger a
lovely,
section.
Lovely meal.
Key parties. Every Thursday, it's a key party.
I got to go back, because that BLT is really good.
Candy bacon will rock your hole. Doug, let it rock your hole.
Would you ever get a BLT, rocking? Doug?
I don't think I've ever ordered a BLT.
Really? You know what? On New Year's Day, Anna Marie and I were driving around and we're like, let's go get something to eat. And I'm not going to name the restaurant because I have no interest in taking a shot. But we went to a place and we waited, I think, close to 15 minutes and no one ever came over to the table to even get a drink order, much less lunch order. So we're just like, okay, we're just going to bolt. Didn't say anything, just got up and left. And we wound up going down. Where did we go? Cat, I feel like it's a place that you... Oh, we tried to go to Pappy's. Pappy's was closed on New Year's Day as well. Mm-hmm. And then we wound up going to Mom's Deli, which surprisingly was open. God bless America. Wound up, I saw my brother Kevin's wife there, had delicious treats. and enjoyed the whole thing. But people will automatically assume that. So it's like, well, I didn't show it at Kirkwood Brewhouse. I mean, I can only eat at Kirkwood Brewhouse so many times. Yeah, and I want to still enjoy my treats everywhere else, too.
Sure, oh gosh.
But he's supposed to only eat at that place.
Why are you not at Kirkwood? Well, I mean, we're going to have treats elsewhere. We're doing our show at Billy G's on Friday. I love Billy G's.
It happened to me at a restaurant about a year ago. You were probably
in a tuna fish sandwich.
No, it was Red Lobster. Sat down, and busy night, and everybody's getting waited on all around us, and we're like, got our hands on, hello, anybody? And it just, I mean, it went on for at least a half an hour. Nobody ever said anything. Nobody brought us water, a menu, nothing. We're just looking around.
Well, sometimes you can fall through
the cracks.
Is there
a camera on us?
Do you get someone's attention and say, man?
We did. Yeah, I said, I'll be right with you. And another 10, 15 minutes went by. Everybody's getting food. People that came in after us have ordered, and we had to get up and leave.
Tim, within the last 8 minutes, I just read the book Bigger, Leaner, Stronger. I've packed on 22 pounds of muscle and lowered my cholesterol level by 40%. I owe you my life. That's from Cuck Cecil.
That's text of the day.
I'll ship that, too. Like that's a free roast beef sandwich.
It changed his life just immediately.
Now, when you...
It wasn't even work involved. There was no diet. Just reading the book does it.
When you left the restaurant, I hope, because I'm tough, as you know, so I turned the table over.
I saw that.
Oh, right? And then I glare like anyone got anything to say.
Really?
Yeah. And that, because that sends a message. They messed with the wrong guy.
The table was bolted to the floor.
Otherwise, you would have?
Oh, God. I tried, but I strained my hamstring.
That beat.
Yeah.
So Doug, get yourself a whip at Gateway Buick GMC, would you?
Yeah, I'd like to.
The 2017 GMC Acadia is now here, starting as low as $34,000. Gateway Buick GMC brings you the all-new Acadia, filled with premium amenities and precision construction like you've never believed. Step into the Acadia. Step out in style. Right now, for a limited time, lease a brand-new Acadia for only $299, $59 a month. $299 a month. How about that? Gateway Buick GMC has you covered. Book your free test drive at stlouisbuickgmc.com today to see why so many people are talking about the 2017 Acadia mid-sized SUV. Tim, what is the zip code of that restaurant that made you wait? I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Boy, they've got hell to pay now.
It was fine. It was New Year's Day. I remember when I had to bust tables on New Year's Day, I was miserable.
Because you were dancing for one of the other waiters in the back room.
That probably was something that was on my mind. Buzz, and then he'd drop a little container of sour cream right on the floor and stand over it.
Why?
Mm.
I had sour cream dropped on me once in a restaurant. I was sitting there, and the waitress dropped the whole tray, and the sour cream came up and just was all over my clothes.
Did it dribble off your chest?
No, it was all over my clothes.
And what'd you do?
I was so shocked by it, I didn't do anything. I started laughing. And they said, you know, your meal's on us tonight. I said, well, thank you.
That happened to me at P.F. Chang's once.
With the General Tso's?
Someone walking by with a plate, with a tray, and I guess it tipped, and a lot of it went on my shoulder.
Splatter on your chest?
What can you do?
Clip that off. We'll hear that on Swope's Picks for years to come. I have to tell you something. The hockeyism Swope's Picks... I don't know if there's been an episode of Swope's Picks that hasn't been a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
But Buck Swope, I still don't know what the hell he does. Well, I do know what he does, but I don't understand how he has the time to do what he does for Swope's Picks.
No.
Now, the cat, I sent out the download numbers for all of the shows yesterday. That's your favorite day of each month.
Yeah, because it kind of clarifies things. On a station of galaxy stars. But Swope's Picks is what? It's sixth. But it's got like similar numbers to all like the Monday through Friday shows.
No, that's not fair. That's confidential information. You're getting a little too detailed.
Oh.
Minus a couple of shows.
Well, I'm saying it's a positive. It's competitive.
Right.
With all of our shows, even though it's not on Monday through Friday.
And only aired twice in December because we only had two new editions. The point, however...
Beat some of them.
Yes, but the point...
A lot, by handily. I mean, I'm not trying... But I mean handily.
I wonder if there's a point to this.
The point is that Swope is doing a look back on... the title of the episode is There's No Secret Plan, which we're... the words of Kevin Demoff when I asked him point blank if he had any conversations with anybody about relocating the team at the time in 2015. The interview took place in October 2014. And he gives an answer, and then he finishes up by saying there's no secret plan. And Swope has gone back and pulled audio from so many different sources over the years, and it is as compelling and frustrating of a listen as you'll ever hear if you are a St. Louis resident.
Both compelling and frustrating.
It really is, because you're listening to it and you're like, oh my God, I forgot about that. And then it just pisses you off more. Because you can hear
it. Because it was so bad?
Because it's so blatantly dishonest. And now you can hear it. And you can hear it in the moment. And I told him, I said, the only thing I would change, because it's not up yet, and he's going to interview me about the interviews with Demoff. So I don't know when this one's going to air. I know it's going to be over the next couple of weeks. And for real, this is something that'll be people want to listen to, even if they have zero interest in our show. It's got really nothing to do with our show. It just so happens that many of the interviews were on our show, but some of it is the press conference stuff. But the thing that'll always stand out to me, and we've talked about it a couple of times, is our reaction the day after the Jeff Fisher press conference. And the cat, you were really on throughout a variety of different interviews of, you know, no one is saying you guys are staying. And we would try to pin them down, and then they would always use Quinn Snyder kind of answers where they would navigate through it. But then Fisher was on with us, and he said, well, of course we're going to stay. You know, and then you said, I think, well, that's pretty significant because nobody with the organization's ever really been committal or recently has been committal. Yeah, and when you hear that, it's going to piss people off when they hear it. Not that people aren't pissed off. It's going to piss them off more. Mm. And it's going to be like, oh, yeah, I forgot. And now it's going to bring it back. But the fact that Swope put all this together, he edited it together. And like I said, the only thing I told him I would update is like timestamp in between each one so people know when they were said. It's outstanding. I was listening to it in my office yesterday because I knew he was going to interview me for it. And as I was listening, I'm like, I can't stop listening to this, but at the same time, it's pissing me off.
He's really smart, Buck Swope. Yeah. And it makes you wonder. I mean, he's got a good job. He's got things going on.
It's a shutter spook.
He doesn't mind wasting his time with this show, which is the only thing that's alarming. And I think back to that. No one would say, no, our first option is stay. We're going to explore. No one would say it. So it was clear to me by the ambiguity of every statement that they were leaving themselves plausible deniability for when they shipped out.
Rick Venturi's interview in there, that'll stand out.
Yeah. Fisher to come out, what, last week or the week before to say, yeah, well, I knew this was, we were going to move. Yeah,
well, he didn't. I mean, I think
he said
important.
There was a pending
yes,
move.
I think that's important. I think that's important because I felt like the way it was presented initially, I think, wherever it would be local or nationally, that the Rams, that Fisher said they knew they were going to move. And I'm not saying that's what you were saying because you did clarify that it was pending. It's not to say that he didn't know that they were going to move, yeah, but it's not what he said.
It's kind of implied.
There was a pending move. I agree with you. But because from a legal standpoint, if he said he knew he was going to move, that would be a major issue. However, I assure you that if this thing does move forward, these cases that are still in purgatory, Jeff Fisher, I would imagine, would be one of many deposed. Tim, if you're pissed off, I'm pissed off. Thanks, Fred, from the poor part of the name.
Sure, Fred.
Tim, will you text me the name of the restaurant that didn't serve you and Anna Marie so I can run by Past Pets in South County Mall and buy some mice to let loose there, buddy? Not necessary. It's a good restaurant. I like the place. Just that day. You know, it's New Year's Day. People don't really want to work. I get it.
Probably the same Red Lobster I was at.
You go to Red Lobster, you feel like a true American.
Oh, God, yeah.
Doug, for decades, one big razor companies relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys, were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. By taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. Just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, a special offer for fans of the show. Go to Harry's.com right now, HARRYS.com right now, and enter promo code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, promo code INSIDESTL. L. It'd be nice if you shared that whole episode of Swope's Picks with Deadspin. That's from the 314. I don't know if there's an appetite nationally for the expose.
No, the rest of the nation says, well, of course they moved back to L.A.
Yeah, you're right.
Bigger market, going to get a new stadium.
And the St. Louis fans didn't support them.
Right.
You know, that's our fault.
Is the Grubman interview in there, too? That one ticked me off, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. Swope, you ought to go back and include Grubman. That was like June of 15, I think.
I remember we were at Gateway.
We were at Gateway. Yeah.
And he said something that made perked up my ears.
Swope, I guess I'll text Swope on the off chance he's not listening.
He said, if you build a new stadium and the owner doesn't want it, then he can still leave. Yeah. I thought, well, okay.
He basically said the owners can do anything they want.
Yeah, and they can.
Yeah.
And they can.
These are guidelines. He was very clear. Mm-hmm. They were guidelines, the relocation guidelines.
They have to make it out to like the owners can't do anything, so they can try to control it a little bit. But I think, in point of fact, any owner who wants to move, wherever he wants to go, he probably can.
I just texted Swope to see if he was listening. Doug, he is listening.
All right. You taking pictures of anything?
Swope, you can text me to let me know if you're... yeah, and the whole reason I told that story was because Anna Marie and I were going to go to Crown Candy, because you brought up BLTs. Anna Marie texted me Crown Candy, but it was closed on New Year's. But we were going to drive up and enjoy that. I have that BLT for real.
At Crown Candy?
Oh, my word.
My word is right.
My word. Doug, you ever have that?
No.
That's what they're known for, BLTs.
And then you get yourself
a shake,
but I think they call it a malt. What's the difference between a malt and a shake, baby?
I don't know.
There's something called malt, which is an additive to a shake that makes
it like the hops?
Something along those lines. They got a banana chocolate shake that's pretty special, Crown Candy.
Doug, why don't we go get a BLT and then a banana chocolate shake, and we'll talk about today's show.
Well, I'm pressed for time.
Then we'll bowl, and then it'll be time to do the show tomorrow.
Yeah, bowling's kind of... I think we should have a bowling team.
Well, we will at the bowling tournament on January 28th.
I mean a regular bowling team. So we can get nice
like
shirts.
We're just in a league?
Yeah.
Where we get up there and we just talk about guy stuff.
Tough around a little bit. Yeah. You know,
talk about all the chicks that want
talk about the beer frame.
Yeah, this guy looked at me wrong in the mall, so I shot him a look. He scurried away.
I just hope
How about Steen, the way he's playing?
I just hope shoes that help me slide. Last time I bowled, I was come to a screeching halt as soon as I threw the ball. Oh, that was not nice.
But Wong, you going to get it together this year?
My New Year's resolution, just one. More superset. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, heck of a bowling club.
We probably would score.
We'd have the toughest bowling team in
the world. The woman who makes the fries would totally want to bang us.
Mm-hmm. Well, Iggy said that he went through all the people who worked. Was it Brentwood Bowl?
Is that his place?
I think it used to be, yeah.
That's his house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the thing that might slow us down is the bowling balls. They did tests and stuff. There's sometimes traces of fecal in the way you put your finger. Yeah. No, there is.
I'm sure. That's 300 people have all had their fingers in there. 300 people have had their fingers in the bowling ball.
Are you talking about the Girl Next Door contest? Yes, Big Al.
Happy New Year.
Oh,
hi, Big Al.
Stop ringing.
Hey, Stan, you're still an ass in 2017, Stan. You're still and always will be an ass.
Is he streaming?
Hey, boys, how are you?
We're fine. You?
Doing great, Big Al.
Wonderful. I had a wonderful weekend. Did the alumni game. Went to the Classic. Got to sit in the Redbird Club with my son and my nephew. And it was a great weekend. Way to go, Blues. Cardinals, Stillman. Everybody involved. Zimmerman. Cat, all you guys.
Thank you. I put a lot of work in putting it together.
Put a lot of that together. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just want to say to my enemies, I'm still here. 2017, baby. And all my fans that stopped me at both days, my nephew, my son, I'm like a rock star because of Timmy and this show. And I'm telling you guys, your demographics, Timmy, are right where you want them, big boy. Because there ain't no old guys coming up to me saying, hey, it's all the young guns, and they're a great group, all of them, every one of you guys. So you keep supporting Timmy and his sponsors, and let's have a wonderful 2017, and now all we need is the Stanley Cup.
Double ring, Big Al.
All right, Big Al.
Doug, how great was that call?
It was a nice call by an interesting fellow.
I don't
he
like
is everywhere. He's everywhere.
Do you really like that? To my enemies, I'm still here. Yeah. Like I'm patting myself on the back for not dying.
He'd be vanquished on December 31st.
What enemies could Big Al possibly have?
He's a nice guy.
Guys, my New Year's resolution, get Big Al to drink a gallon of bleach.
No.
That comes here from Tankles.
Here it comes.
We like Big Al.
I think everywhere I've been over the last 2 years, Big Al has been there.
He's Cargo the games, Forrest Gump of your life.
Yeah. Fairmont Park.
At the alumni game, I thought he would drop the ceremonial first
or skate with the Blues.
He's a goalie.
Well, that's right, yeah.
Doug, role play with me. You'll be a house bowling ball, and I'll be the public, and I'll leave pieces of me inside of you. Thanks. Dave, St. Peter's.
Awful. Dave in St. Peter's has been suspended. Dave in St. Peter's has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension log Yule, and I'm writing it down with my Right Business Products bin if it hadn't been stolen.
It's going to be a vile New Year, Doug.
I don't think so. I think our listeners will turn it around a little bit.
Not by the text line.
Well, it's disappointing if that's the case.
The text line, as I'm monitoring now, is a...
Yeah, why do you have it open today? That's usually your style.
Because, you know, because I was sitting in your seat and fumbling through Running Point for a week, and it's still on my computer.
Ah, so, pretty nice, isn't it?
Well, it's a beautiful mesh of lemmings and vileness. That should be an album title for someone, Lemmings and Vileness.
They still sending hideous pictures?
No, I haven't seen any.
Well, that's good.
They'll be on their way now.
Let's
count on that.
When I was running point, they sent those in
to try to distract you or to try to entice you.
It's like you got a great question for the analyst from Canadian television we had on or whatever it was, and then your eyes get shocked by something that you didn't want to see,
And you couldn't look away, could you?
It's a bad beat because you know here the people on the outside of the studio can see into the studio. Yeah. And sometimes I'm not paying attention. All of a sudden, they think, because they can't hear it, that I'm sitting here and I'm looking at a picture of two gentlemen engaged in coitus.
Mm.
And in reality, it's the text inbox. Or so I say. Mm-hmm. Tee-hee.
Oh, look, there's Mark McGuire's penis.
Hey, kind of fun story here. Jim Caldwell's going to be back with the Lions next year.
That is fun.
Well, why wouldn't he be? That's a breaking news story?
Just kind of a fun story.
Lions made the playoffs, so they're going to bring their coach back?
There was talk of not bringing him back.
Well, that is fun. Up there. There you go.
That was a good time, that story.
Caldwell's
the back.
Well, this is one I've never seen.
Two Bens, one love. Brokeback post his batch, Doug.
My stepdad and I used to paint each other's chest.
Okay, Tony. It's enough. How did he get into that story?
I believe it was his first 2 minutes on the air. He was
I shave only my left nutsack if the cards win. Oh!
Oh.
Great sexual is this magical place to me that's between asexual and someone who's sexual.
He read it with no reservations either. He just belted it out.
Guys, I don't disagree with Big Al, but if there are a dozen videos of you losing arm wrestling matches and screaming at them like a buffoon to stop twerking you, then you kind of lose the right to call someone an ass. Thanks, Justin in Columbia. A rare attack on Justin from Justin in Columbia on somebody other than a producer of the show.
And on the text line, Doug, people are having a fun time tying you into different bowling scenarios.
No, boy, that would be a fun thing to do.
No, clean. You know, like to hit the alleys with Doug. Nothing vile.
No, I'm sure not.
No.
Do you have your own bowling ball?
No.
There was a time when I wanted one. I used to bowl a lot when I was like a teenager.
Now they brought Bandit into the vileness. This is where it gets out.
Hey, Bandit bit me yesterday.
You suspend him, bro?
Bandit.
That's a nice bite.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a nice bite.
What'd you do?
Well, he just got done from running around outside, so she came in inside and was still kind of wound up and grabbed her little duck that she plays with, and I grabbed it to play tug of war, and she tried to get a better grip on the duck and instead got my hand.
Doug Vaughn is a little bandit.
I started bleeding. And then the dog sees me kind of, it hurt. And like she came out and apologized. She came out with a sad look on her face.
What'd she say?
And jumped up on my, on her back feet as if to say, I'm sorry. Took a gash out of me hand, though.
Might have to put her down.
I won't do that.
Are you sure she wasn't? Because I know you mistreat her sometimes. I've seen you yelling at her.
Well, that was just
screaming at a dog, and then they build up. They harbor this resentment. They get a chance, like, oh, he's got the toy in his hand. Here's my payback. He'll think it's an accident.
It looked like an accident.
Doug Buckswope just sent me a follow up, just a little text. With so much content, there's several episodes worth. The first one focuses on the Kroenke Demoff stuff. Second episode, titled They're Not Losers, is about the years of incompetent drafting and on-the-field futility. The Grubman stuff really fits more into a different episode revolving around how the NFL influenced the process. That one needs more shoes to drop with the Chargers and Raiders before we'll know the ending.
Boy, this guy puts a lot of thought.
Don't say shoes to drop.
He's a smart guy.
Well, I wouldn't say that needs more shoes to drop.
What would you say, Doug?
More things have to play out first. Let's not use
metaphors. So much better. Leave Buck Swope alone.
Well, he's Shutter Spook.
Leave my monkey alone. Leave my monkey alone.
Musical interlude brought to you by Tim McKernan.
Leave my monkey alone. Leave my monkey alone.
Would you ever want a pet monkey?
No, Doug, we've had this discussion because monkeys are mean, and they will tear off every appendage on you when they get the chance.
I don't think so.
Freakishly strong.
Maybe one rogue monkey would. Some dogs will bite you, too. It doesn't mean all dogs are bad.
Your dog did because you mistreated.
I didn't mistreat it. Playing tug of war.
Sounds like he used chunky peanut butter instead of smooth.
I don't know why you're so angry at monkeys.
Because
a couple people have had their face chewed off. Just a couple. But that was a rogue chimp.
Oh, it was one guy
responsible
for all of the damage?
I didn't know that. I think it probably was.
Doug, from the San Diego Union-Tribune, while the Raiders were granted the option to move to Los Angeles if the Chargers do not, the league can assemble the musical chairs however it wants.
What? Wow, stunning.
The most likely way that happens is the approval of the Raiders' relocation application. That would leave a space open in Los Angeles, taking away the urgency for the Chargers to decide. Owners covet the league spot in the East Bay due to the size of the market and burgeoning economy, and there is no guarantee the Raiders' relocation request will be approved. But many, if not all, of the same owners who are efforting the Chargers remaining in San Diego are also championing the Raiders' proposed move to Las Vegas. Several sources said the league can maneuver it so a spot can be kept open in Inglewood. Many of those sources indicated maintaining an opening in L.A. is the actual priority over keeping the Chargers where they are. It's from Kevin A.C. in the San Diego Union-Tribune. So they want to keep a spot open in the Steamer Dome, I guess, to then leverage other cities. That's what I would take that as.
I agree.
Could be. I don't think they need.
Who's next? Nashville, Charlotte, Jacksonville? I don't think they care about Jacksonville. New Orleans?
No.
Who else is up?
I don't think they really want two teams in Los Angeles. They might want to use that as leverage, but I don't think they want two teams.
Yeah, but that's what Tim said. And the other leverage play was England, but I think most people realize that no team is moving to England, so why not keep a spot open where you can say, we could relocate there. It's win-win for all the owners.
There could be people looking to relocate to Oakland if they move to Vegas.
Maybe they want Oakland to be managed by a better owner than Davis, because there is a view that that's a great market to be in, even though it may not appear that way right now.
You got to get
that it's a city that's on the uptick, yes. But that's always going to be the case in California. You're not going to get public funding. Say always, but as things stand right now in the foreseeable future, it doesn't seem likely that you're going to get state funding in California.
Yeah.
61-39 was the vote margin for the Chargers.
Yeah. Not going to happen.
In the loss.
But that's the state is so much bigger and has such a bigger economy. There might be another multi-billionaire somewhere along the line in California that'll say, okay, I'll take care of it. Kind of like what Kroenke's doing. We've got maybe one or two of those in Missouri, but they don't seem interested. The Taylors could do that, but you know, and they shell out an awful lot of money for charity, an awful lot. But they don't seem too inclined to get heavily involved in sports stadiums.
You think your dog's mad that you call her Bandit? It's kind of a boy's name.
Well, we had a cat named Smokey when we got the dog, so we wanted Smokey and the Bandit. I'm sorry.
Maybe it caused some gender confusion.
I don't think so.
That later shows itself
that's
in
very
a bite.
It's very trendy right now to be gender confused.
Are you?
No. Are you?
Let me think. Nope.
All right.
But maybe Bandit is.
I think Bandit's fine.
And that manifested itself
just
into a little lashing out.
It didn't lash out. Just tried to get a better grip on the duck.
The old duck defense.
Yep.
I didn't mean to hurt him, officer. I was just trying to get a better grip on the duck.
Well, I would never hit my dog.
Oh, I know, but you yelled at him. I know you didn't.
I would scold the dog if it needed it.
I just saw a video where you were screaming at the dog.
I wasn't really screaming. It was scolding, more or less.
I don't know if they make a bed that helps you if you have to wee. Like, I'd like it if I could just wet the bed.
Yeah, they have those. They have rubberized sheets.
Really?
Yep.
Sweet.
They have bed pans you can wear.
Oh, like a chamber pot?
Yeah.
Or you could just sleep on a giant sponge if that helps you.
Well, I'll tell you, when I have to wee, I'm done for. God bless America.
Can't get back to sleep afterwards.
On the weekends, I can. But today, when it hit me at like 3, because like I said, hey, I fell asleep watching Game of Thrones. Have I said that?
Yeah, you did.
I got back into bed. And I'm like, mother effer, I've got so much on my mind. I'm done for. Next thing you know, I'm downstairs drinking coffee, watching porn at 3:30 in the morning. And that's what I do.
You couldn't stop the addiction even at that hour.
To coffee?
Even sleepy. I can get right back to sleep.
I'm as jealous as the day is long,
sir. If I have to get up,
that
I mean,
admirable.
It takes me 15 seconds to get back to sleep.
Boy, Fred from the poor part of the nail really wants you to read this.
I'm glad that you're seeing the text inbox, because oftentimes these guys will send in the same text over and over and over again. And I'm so used to it now after seeing the text inbox for however long we've had one that it doesn't even faze me when I see a guy send in the same text over and over again. What? Because right below it, there's a text sent by a different guy over and over again.
What are they sending that's so darned important?
Okay, Mitch Cumstein sent this in about 30 times in the last 5 minutes. Y'all ever hear word from that fellow that posted up in the bowels of the porta potty? Mitch beats by the Quan Cumstein.
Oh, Lord. He thought that was so fascinating that he'd send it again and again.
Again and again, Doug.
Fred from the poor part of the nail just keeps saying he's thinking of me at the gym.
That's what he keeps sending. And he lives way over there in the nail.
New Athens, brother.
Yeah. He doesn't come to your gym, does he? Or maybe he does, just to gawk a little bit.
I don't know if I've seen him there. He has the significant other who engages in lesbianism with Bubbles' girlfriend.
That's right. Yeah. But that doesn't give him the right to send the same text again and again and again.
Who does have the right to do that? Buck Swope?
No. Well, I guess Swope could, yeah. He contributes a show.
Yes.
So let's give him
some. And this show, if you look at the download numbers, the beautiful thing about it, Tim, is
you're bringing up the download numbers again.
I'm just saying it's on, what, a couple times a month? And the numbers beat some shows handily that are on every day, Monday through Friday. I don't know if that's too deep.
You taking a shot at somebody there?
No.
I'm shaking my head. That's all I'm doing right now.
No. I'm accentuating the positive. This is a show that has traction.
Okay.
That's all.
I've not heard it. I've not heard the presentation.
You've been on it.
Yeah, but that was a taped interview. That was a taped interview in the middle of the day.
But he asked
well-reasoned,
well-researched questions.
I don't know what he did with the interview after I talked with him on the phone.
Like, you interview someone, you say, who's big for you? He had actual well-thought-out questions.
Okay. But you think every time we interview some player or something, they make sure they go home and watch the show?
No, I didn't say that.
But you said you were on it. How could you not listen to it?
Well, I'm saying you can get the gist by listening to his questions and answering them, that this guy knows what he's doing.
Well, yeah, he could ask questions. It doesn't mean that he edited it in such a way that I would...
Yes, it does.
I've been fascinated enough to listen to it.
Unfortunately, it does.
Yeah, they're getting that sound.
Especially at midnight on Saturday's bin.
It's a downloaded show. It's where our audience accesses the content now, man. Streaming and downloading.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, so wait a minute. You liked me tweet this morning while drinking coffee and watching porn. Hot. Doug, that's from Corey Rudd.
Not that hot.
You're liking tweets at that hour?
Yeah. I mean, what else am I doing? I'm sitting there and
like
I'm reading.
You seem like you had your hands full.
No, when I'm watching porn, it's just on in the background. And it's the strangest thing. I agree it's the strangest thing. I know it's weird, but it is what I do. And I understand.
It's kind of weird, yeah.
One would assume that I'm pleasuring myself, but I don't. I just turn it on. It's more of a commentary on what's on at that time in the morning.
Yeah, we weren't really trying to delve too deeply into
that. No, but I mean, I would understand if you're watching porn.
Your
I would think
time
most people
is your own, and
at that point are probably pleasuring themselves. I just put it on, and it's so damn weird. But yeah, that's what I did this morning. That's what I do every morning. I'm trying to find shows to watch.
How about a good news program?
Oh, I can't. I really can't do it. The local news. I have just an insta reflex to switch the station. Yeah, can't do that. Local morning news, especially.
Okay. The answer is you DVR the Fox Sports Midwest hot stove show. I interviewed Randall Grichuk. Done.
Okay. I finished off the Game of Thrones episode. I tell you, I fell asleep last night watching
it. Yeah.
So I watched the episode this morning, and then I read the explanation of what happened, because oftentimes you watch the show and not know what the hell happened.
I could understand that.
So that's what I did. But yeah, there was porn on.
You could listen to your iTunes. Walk in Memphis.
Mark Cohn.
Anything on the History Channel interest you, maybe?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I watch that a lot.
What do you watch on there, Doug?
Pretty much whatever comes up there.
But I mean,
I like especially the World War II documentaries and things they do.
He'd make a nice general. General Vaughn.
I don't know about that.
Larry Sanders is now on HBO Go, so I can watch that anytime I want. And I found that's a go-to happy place for me.
It's a great show.
It's a great show. So now I've just turned that on, especially like when I'm just beyond tired.
It's another guy that died in 2016.
Gary Shandling.
Yeah. Rough year.
Telling you. Tim, I thought maybe mine weren't making it through. Sorry, Wildwood Whisker Biscuit.
Okay, Wildy. You knew they were getting through.
Tim, why does Tim hate Charlie? What? I hate Charlie? I was texting with Charlie last night. What did I say about Charlie?
You didn't say anything about Charlie.
Okay. You said he was down in Arizona somewhere.
Oh, like 3 hours ago.
Right. Well, that's what you said about Charlie.
What, when you hate someone, you say they're in Arizona? Is that like a new thing?
He said, when did we talk about Charlie? That's when we talked about Charlie.
You know about that Stan Kroenke? He's in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, when you get a really good night's sleep, unlike me, and you wake up the next morning, you feel better. You can take on more. It's just the best that you can be. How do you get a better night's sleep? It's a great question. The guys at Mattress Direct have products that are designed to help you sleep at the ideal comfort, support, and temperature. Now they even have a smart motion base that tracks your quality of sleep all night long. They have 15 area showrooms, the newest one in Alton, Illinois. It's Mattress Direct. You get the best deal at Mattress Direct. STLMattressDirect.com. It's STL because they're from here. You can find them online or call 314-4-DIRECT to get your Mattress Direct. Time for email of the day. It's the Hot Shots email of the day. We'll be at Hot Shots a week from tomorrow night for TMA Live. It's Hot Shots on Dorset. Wow. Morning, boys. I was showering with Martin Brodeur one day, and we were talking about great places to get an orange slushy. I told him ever since Orange Julius left, the city has been going downhill. Marty turned to me and said, "What? You kidding me? Well, I'm retiring." As I soaped at my back, Doug walked in and propped himself up on the diaper changing station and said, "Oh, don't mind me. I'm just waiting on Walter. Thanks, Chunk and the Chuck."
Chunk in the Chuck.
Hey, guys. I heard you were talking about the media showering with the players today. Well, Jim didn't ever shower with us, but he might as well with those wandering eyes of his. Thanks, Doug Waite.
Right. Knew that was
sure, that's a good one. Doug Waite.
I like Chunk and the Chuck better.
He had to leave because of ween people.
Clip it off. Guys, Plops here. You talked about Snapchat late in the 7 o'clock hour. I like to call it Snapchat, but I digress. I'm a newbie when it comes to this particular app, and I only have two friends on there so far, neither of whom I know personally. One is a younger gentleman who just keeps sending me these dimly lit pictures of his meat whistle and goes by the screen name 420Darren6969. The other is a cat named Fritz who rarely replies to my comments. In other news, I'm adopting a son. Wait till you guys get a glimpse of this character. He's a cute little 32-year-old fellow from Honduras who speaks very little English. I'll bring him by the station someday soon so you guys can meet him and watch us wrestle. Thanks, Misty Plops.
Mm. Misty Plops. Plops, assistant program director.
Hey, fellas, rough new year thus far, and I could use some get well wishes from you all. Sadly, I've been sick all week because I caught something from my special someone over the holidays. P.S. By special someone, I mean Doug. By sick, I mean back pain, and by caught, I mean Doug topped me like an old balding grizzly bear.
Don't laugh at that. It's just not funny.
Well, if he mentioned Doug Wade, it would be.
Well, yeah, that was true.
That was the Soulard Twink Boy.
Soulard Twink Boy.
About this time last year, I was taking a recreational with Steve Ott. Notter says, hey, bub, was Clemenza a temporary consigliere after Michael was demoting Tom Hagen during wartime? I says to him, no, Otter. After Clemenza murdered Carlo Rizzi as revenge for Sonny's murder, he became the number one capo, but Clemenza was never consigliere. Otter says to me, okay, thanks. Now let's wipe up and go out to Marble Slab.
Oh, no.
Hashtag leave the cannoli. That's from the anonymous Carlos Danger. And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady. Show me what you got,
I like the chunk and the chuck, but I'm going anonymous Carlos Danger.
I thought there was one that really stood out, and that was Doug Waite.
I go with the anonymous Carlos Danger.
The Hot Shots email of the day, and that's two tickets for the Gateway Fighting Series this Saturday at Chaffetz Arena.
Get 50% off your tickets for this event with listener rewards on InsideSTL.com. That's going to do it for us. It's the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano, and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Frank Cusimano, the Hollywood Casino Press Box, up next from 10 to noon. Time for us to shut it down. For the Plow Hurricane, for the Sea Monster, for Iggy, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.